and welcome to this week's Three Cuckoos podcast, episode 13. My name is Robert Dodsworth. I am here with my very good friends, Mr. Timothy Newsome-Ward.
Good evening.
And Mr. Mark Ibbotson.
Good afternoon, madam.
Thank you very much for downloading, streaming, whatever you're doing. If you could follow us on Twitter, that'd be excellent, at Three Cuckoos, and just get in touch. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Do it.
That'd be awesome.
We love to hear from everybody.
What have we been doing this week, boys?
We love. Went to a wedding.
You went to a wedding. Free food.
Free food. It was a lovely wedding. Very nice.
Was it?
Yeah, quite small, intimate.
Yeah?
Quite a short ceremony. Good kind of, sort of feel good.
You want them to be short.
Was it
you?
Was it church?
No, it was civil. It was at Chevin Lodge.
Very nice.
So it was in the woods.
It's all right up there. It's all right.
It's not. Right. From the outside, it looks
Did you all jump in the hot tub?
Yeah, we all got in the hot tub.
Can't I see it from the outside? Like
that's actually where the wedding was, in the
was
hot
it?
Tub.
In the hot tub?
Yeah, it was a hot tub wedding.
You see, that's the kind of wedding you want to go
My
to.
My grandma had her 80th birthday there. We went for
Did
a
she?
Sunday dinner. It was actually quite, the food was quite nice.
Yeah, the food was lovely, yeah. The
bar's fucking expensive, though.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. It was like...
Bunch of rip-off bastards.
It was, I think, a glass of wine and a Coke was like £9.
Wow. Mm.
So I only got one round. I had a tenner.
My stepdad set his house on fire.
Right, I didn't know that.
He fell asleep and the kitchen set on fire or whatever. And when they were redoing his house, literally someone had to like drag him out or he died.
Wow.
But the insurance company put him up at the Chevin Lodge.
Did
for
they?
6 months he lived there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And they footed the bill.
Really, like Alan Partridge?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, well.
Not that draw. Brilliant. Six months at Chevin Lodge.
Six months. Yeah.
I bet he didn't want to go.
In a cabin, I know.
What do you mean my house is ready?
Burn it down again.
He's there in hot tub. What do you mean my house is ready?
with a beer.
Just with his smoking jacket on. Completely soaking wet.
That amazing, wouldn't it?
That's impressive.
That'd be all right.
That's actually quite nice. The rooms, because my sister stayed.
The rooms
we didn't
are
stay, but my sister stayed. And, yeah, they are nice.
Yeah,
lovely. Nice it was lovely. A lovely wedding, yeah.
Sweet. Excellent.
Lovely wedding. Lots
it wasn't
fun.
It wasn't yours, no? You just didn't tell us.
I don't think so.
When are you going to do it, Tim?
That'd be
a dodgy question.
That'd be sort of breaking the magic.
Talk about setting you up. Talk about breaking the magic. I can't tell her.
Can't tell her.
Or do you think you're going to leave it to her proposal?
Well, it is 21st century, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. The modern day world.
Yeah.
So, Abs, if you're listening, which we know, of course, you fucking don't.
And you'd have to make a big thing of it as well. I wanted it in front of thousands of people.
Yeah, I should do. I should really.
And where's my ring?
You got it right here. So about yourself? Anything been up to?
Who me?
Yeah,
been. No, saw Santa at the weekend. It's a bit early for that,
ooh,
isn't it?
Ooh.
Apparently, all the
green giant.
Hello, little kiddies. There's a tin of sweet corn.
Yeah, they've just started turning up Christmas lights on round here. And then there was one day in Bradford City Centre where they had, like, the grotto was opening up in Kirgat. And they had...
That's a horrible, horrible word.
A grotto.
Come into my grotto, little girl.
Yeah. It is these days.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
that yeah. Oh, sorry. That was a bit what? Close. That that Muller Rice bear, the pedo bear. He lives
grotto.
In a... He lives in a grotto.
He's got an advert out.
The Muller Rice bear.
So, you can have a... You can win a
Muller Rice bear. Does it talk?
Yeah.
Tasty.
I've seen that on the advert.
Yeah.
So, we... Yeah, anyway, they had reindeer, marching band, the
Sweet.
Mayor was there.
The mayor?
No one wants to see the mayor. No one even knows who you are apart from the chains. You just look like someone out of Golden-looking chain. Like a white B.A. Baracus in a Bentley going, hello. Like, who's that?
I pity the fool.
So, and then they had, like, some, like... carriage, you know, one of these horse and cart things. Bit of fun for kids. Saw Santa Claus and it was all right.
Cool.
That we're all right.
We're at an all-day event or just a couple of hours?
God, they literally went past and that was it.
Oh, phew.
Yeah, bye, see ya. That was it. But it's just a bit, it's so close. It's it's like 5 weeks until Christmas Day or something ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. And
that's a crazy.
The same day, because we were kind of in the mood, I sat and watched Home Alone and Deck the Halls.
Never seen that, I don't think. Is it like a Disney one?
Bonus point if you can tell me who the two lead characters are.
I'm going to go for Miley Cyrus and...
Is it American or English?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, I was going to say, please get this right. I'll piss myself.
Was it Miley Cyrus?
What do you reckon?
Is it English or American?
It's American.
It's got to be,
Deck the Halls.
Yeah.
How old is it?
2006. I know that because it came up on the start.
This film was made up for fans, Jake.
Yes, it was.
What's it about?
Decking the halls?
Neighbour moves in. One neighbour's proper proud of his Christmas lights, does it every year. He's like renowned in the town for it. And then another neighbour moves in and completely steals his thunder, and he is pissed. This other guy is really upset. And it gets stupider and stupider until it all turns out really mushy and soppy at the end. As they all do.
It's got to be American.
Is it like Martin Short or something like that?
No.
Tim Allen.
But I can see where you're going with it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It's Matthew Broderick and Danny DeVito. How did you not get that?
That's how you answer every question.
It's because he's in most things.
I'm going to make three of the answers to next week's quiz for Tim
Danny DeVito. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who played the penguin in Batman Returns? Danny DeVito.
Who played?
He'd get it wrong, though.
Nah, he wouldn't. He's pretty up on Danny DeVito.
So if anyone doesn't listen to the quiz or anything like that, we're canning it after this week because no, Tim just made a total mockery of my... hard work.
A blasted mockery.
That but goes into that quiz.
We haven't found out yet. We have that... But,
so well, I'm not giving anything away, am I, other away. Than they've made a mockery of it.
It's ace.
The pair of them.
The quiz was great.
Yeah, it was a good quiz this week.
Yeah.
It was a but, hey, tricky quiz.
We won't talk about that. So, yeah.
Tricky quiz.
We watched Deck the Halls, and which I didn't actually... I've seen it a few times. Didn't remember the ending, so it can be quite a surprise. But Home Alone's brilliant.
Yeah, it's class.
It's absolutely ace.
It's genius. Every time you watch it, it's just brilliant. It's
oh, John Candy. John Candy's in it as well. Oh, John Candy.
What a guy. Yeah, what a guy.
Brilliant. So that was my Sunday. It was all one day. That was
film,
all the
like
same.
A film day. Like a Christmas film day.
Yeah, I just kind of vegged out with the kids and watched Christmas films. They were all in the mood for it as well, which was
that's
cool.
Good.
It was wicked.
Guardians of the Galaxy for me on Sunday.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Not seen that yet, have you?
Good movie.
Is it good?
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. I don't know if you'll enjoy it though, actually. Aww. No, you will. It's comic book. So it's like, but it's got a lot of humour in it, so.
Yeah. Be all right.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. I won't tell you all about it because it'll. It'll spoil it for you, lad.
So Vin Diesel is Groot.
Yeah.
Bradley, what's his name?
The raccoon.
Cooper. Bradley Cooper is the raccoon. Rocky. Is he Cyril Sneer?
Yeah.
And there's some other people in it, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who else is in it.
I don't.
I ain't seen it. You've got the upper hand.
Yeah.
Because you've seen it.
I know they are, but I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know they are.
The actors.
That doesn't surprise me.
Actors. They're not proper thespians.
The actors' names.
No.
Darling.
Darling. So what have you done this week, Mark, darling?
I had the double whammy of disappointment on Sunday from having to not only go to Manchester, or Lancashire, technically.
Cross the Pennines.
The wrong side of the Pennines.
Yep.
I also had to spend the entire day in a church.
In a church?
Did you have a wedding as well?
No, it was a christening.
Were you being exorcised?
But I didn't realise that the christening would be... a 10 minutes part of an entire church service.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're
a Christian
was it a good
church
hour?
Service.
Yes.
They're long.
Ooh. Yes. I know they are.
Did you have to put something on your tongue?
No.
Taste it.
I'm not.
Taste it.
I'm not a. I'm a dirty heathen. I'm an unbeliever.
Okay.
So it was particularly dull for me.
Try not to get any holy water on you, just in case.
Yeah, that I burst into flames. I felt very uncomfortable at times.
Yeah.
Did you just play on your phone?
That's the pews, though.
Well, because the football was on at the same time, you see. Mine, the 12s were playing. So
yeah.
I was getting constant text updates. So I was on my phone out like that to see what the score was. The first match of the season that I've missed, and we won for the first time this season.
Gutted.
Really?
Yeah, we won 3-1.
Good.
Up the Galaxy. So yeah,
good result, for you, man. Yeah, good result. But
yeah, it is.
Gutted for
I'm
you.
I'm not.
Well done, boys.
I'm working the next two Sundays, so
well done, boys.
We'll probably win both of them.
That'll be 3 wins,
and I'll probably get the sack. Yeah,
2 wins on spin.
Yeah,
it's all the week prep.
Yeah,
that's where it all counts.
I agree. All the hard work goes in on a Tuesday night.
The game should be easy.
There you go. The game should just come as ebb and flow.
So that was it. I wasn't. You know, sorry, Catherine, but.
Your heart wasn't in it.
He's a cute baby, but I don't like spending.
You didn't need
church.
To sit through the
a long
procession.
Time, it's a long time.
Mm. Did they have a choir and stuff at this church service?
Yeah,
that's usually a bit of a.
Well, the choir were the usual kind of choir. I mean, you don't want to upset
songs?
People, do you? But most choirs and people who specifically go to church, I always find usually have some kind of mental or physical disability.
Pretty hard.
Yeah, it's true. Or the really, really ugly.
Sometimes. I don't
it's a bit like a freak show. It's like a circus.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I always find that. There's something wrong with them.
You were in Manchester, though.
Well,
hi, Manchester. Hi.
Hi there.
all right. All right, then. Arpad, you went for christening. Yes, Reverend. Yes, Reverend.
I mean, my nana's in Salvation Army, and that's that is literally Reverend like, Neville. You know, do not feed the animals.
He does not speak for the rest of us, ladies and gentlemen.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, cool. All right. I don't know, really. Yeah, so it's been all right. We've had some people over for some dinner. Oh, I got a plant for my fish tank.
You got some people over for dinner?
Yeah, I didn't eat them.
Was it Sarah?
No.
Is she dead?
I'd no idea. Not even heard from her. Now I got a plant for my fish tank, and the fish decided they were going to try and eat this thing. I mean, yeah, my fish are quite big, but bloody hell, there's no need to tear it all to bits.
I did tell you to buy a diver.
So I've had to plant it about 14 times, but it seems all right now.
I did tell you to buy a diver. Gonna,
I don't want a diver.
Oh, a diver.
Yeah, a diver.
A diver that blows bubbles.
Like a... Is it a dive?
Diver. A MacGyver. Just a little...
And a castle.
MacGyver.
Castle.
I told you, didn't I?
A diver in a castle.
One of them treasure chests that opens up and bubbles come out.
Like one of those... just like one of those oysters that just blows bubbles out.
An oyster? Like an ice cream?
I said to... the wife, I want one of those downed helicopters in my fish tank. They're wicked. Black Hawk Down. Brilliant.
I wonder what you were going to say then.
Black Hawk Down in his fish tank.
Yeah, but she won't let me have one of them.
Really?
Yeah, it's too man cave kind of like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not feminine about it, so I ain't allowed it.
That's a shame, isn't it?
It's rubbish, isn't it?
I'd like a man cave.
What would you have in it? What would you have in a man cave?
Man
would you have
things.
A pinball machine.
No, I couldn't afford
have a snooker
them.
Table.
I'd have my computer in
How
there.
Big's your man cave? Can we fill it full of stuff?
It's like a Bruce Wayne man cave.
Not that big. I haven't got that much money.
No.
You could dig it under your house.
If money were no object, pinball machine.
No.
No?
I'd have a cinema.
A proper one.
Well, like a cinema screen, yeah.
Right.
Like some sofas and stuff.
A pull-down cinema screen.
Yeah, but
so
a
you can
one.
Convert it into
At
a
At least,
cinema.
Like, you know,
if
eight,
money
80
was no object, if money was no object, I'd just build an entire... I just live underground completely forever. Never come out.
Underground forever.
Never come out.
Oh, what's the point?
Never wash.
No money, no object.
Never see
You'd
sun.
Never come out of the house.
Just get everyone to do everything for me if I had all the money.
But you could be completely void of vitamin D.
Yeah.
You'd be white as a sheet.
You'd have to walk the dogs.
Nah.
You look like
Pissed
Dracula.
Would
you'd have someone to do it. What would you do? Wouldn't you get bored?
No. Oh, no, I wouldn't. I probably would come out every now and again.
Once a week?
Yeah.
Record a podcast.
Mine would just look like a sports bar, I think, my man cave.
Yeah,
I'd have like an old school jukebox, but it wouldn't be, obviously. It'd be all singing, all dancing.
Yeah.
But it would look like an old school jukebox. I'd have a pool table.
That'd be cool.
A cool pool table.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go snooker. They're too big, aren't they?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, pool table. Would you have like a punching bag machine?
I don't know.
Would you have like
I'd have one of them.
I think I'd get them on contract hire. Swap
bopper,
them all the time.
Bopper mole or whatever.
Yeah. I'd have to swap them around
all
the time.
What about one of those?
I'd get bored. I'd have time crisis. Old school time crisis as well. Yeah.
What about one of those carnival fishbowl things where you got to get the balls in so you can win a fish?
Yeah, maybe.
What would be the point? That'd be nice.
I don't want a fish. I've got loads.
Money's no object. What's the point? Buy fish.
I think I would have a pinball machine. A real big one, yeah.
I'd have like a.
Would you have, a roller coaster?
I'd have like no.
In your cave?
No. I'd have like fake gold discs on the wall and stuff as well. That'd be good. That'd be mine. That'd be wicked, wouldn't it?
I'd have a cinema screen.
Yeah, I'd have a
sofas.
Cinema.
Oh, yeah, pulled
it. What about a bar?
I'd have a bar.
Yeah.
I'd have the biggest fuck off telly you can imagine and every console.
Would you have like
a
Chinese
proper
restaurant?
PC. Yeah. So I could play games and stuff.
What about a Chinese restaurant down there?
No, you're just being silly.
Yeah, but if money was no object, you could afford a whole Chinese...
But you'd need a cook, though.
Yeah,
you'd need a chef.
Yeah, you'd have to have a chef.
All-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah,
I'm already fat enough, aren't I?
You'd have to get a lift.
I'd have a gym, a personal trainer.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, but they'd work you out.
Yeah, well, that's
they'd
the
be,
idea,
like, banging on your door
Look
at 5 a.m.
I need...
You'd be like, I've got a man cave, I don't go to bed till 4.
That's what I'd have.
Get up! Get on up!
Hey, you could have James Brown as your personal trainer.
He's dead, isn't he?
He's bringing him back to life.
He is.
Money's no object.
It'd have to be a hologram of James Brown.
I think just because money's no object, I don't think I could become like a necromancer.
Grave digger.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could hire a lookalike.
So I've got to hire a James Brown lookalike to be my personal trainer.
Get on up. Can I quiz you about the wedding?
Don't quiz me. There's no point in quizzing him about anything. What not answers.
What was the first dance record?
It was
always curious about these kind
of things. The chicken song.
Vita.
Throw a chicken in the air.
No,
stick a picture
that's
up
your image.
You know,
buy a jumbo jet.
The first dance
and then
song.
Bury all
I can't
your
remember.
That was the chicken song.
Paint your
song,
left
wasn't
knee
it?
Green. Yeah.
What did you mean? Did you mean chirpy chirpy cheep
cheep? The birdie song.
The birdie song. So what was it? Was it Aerosmith? I don't want to miss a thing. Or was it Think
Timothy.
Twice? Or was it Think
was it
Twice
One Direction?
By Celine Dion?
Think Twice. It was She Fucking Hates Me by Puddle of Mud.
Was it
Anything for Love?
I'm going to go with that.
What?
I'm going to go with that.
You can't just make one up. I'm asking you a question.
There was an 80s sweetie car. That was that.
It's got. There was an 80s
really
sweetie
was.
Car.
Are you all right?
So that first
I was
dance.
Then. It was ace.
Forget
it. Was like
it.
Wambas, refreshers, like.
What was the first dance?
I don't know.
Did you dance with Abs?
No.
Why?
Abs was drunk at 4 o'clock. And she went, honestly, she fell asleep for 2 hours.
What did you do?
It was
I
definitely.
Just ate food.
It was definitely.
Did you
I don't
dance?
Want to miss a thing.
No, I didn't dance.
No, do you drink? Know what it was?
No, I don't drink.
I've just changed the first dance song. It was Careless Whisper by George Michael.
It could have been that.
You don't drink?
No.
Why?
Allergic to the alcohol.
He's,
I can't, honestly.
No, it's wine, innit? You're allergic
yeah.
to wine.
I can't drink
you're
wine. I just don't drink because I never really liked it.
Someone rehypnoled him in a club once.
Look at you two with your matching cups.
He's
hey,
just never got
hey,
over it. What do you mean?
You've got matching cups. You are like
oh, yeah, they are
a proper gay couple.
It's, it's a World War One tribute.
They are,
that's
actually.
What it is.
Yeah.
Can't believe you've not taken part in this.
It was a long time ago.
Should we bring us all? Should we bring our own mugs? I'm going to try and see Interstellar this week.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get that
and
as well.
I'll report back
yes.
next week.
You'll have seen it before I do, so
if I see it, that is.
That was yeah. That was a
might not go according
someone,
to plan.
Our Asperger's consultant at work told me I should see
Interstellar.
Yeah,
Interstellar.
Apparently, it's amazing.
I can't wait.
It's amazing. I don't actually know who's even in it.
Matthew McConaughey and
I don't like him.
Anne Hathaway and anybody whose name ends in hey,
McConaughey. Hey, Hathaway.
Oh,
Danny DeVito. Hey,
Danny DeVito is not in Interstellar.
He should be.
He should be.
Meet him.
What's up?
What is your obsession with Danny DeVito?
He's making a comeback.
He's not making a comeback.
Good
what
things.
Was the last film he was actually in.
Good things come in small
I
packages.
Don't know.
Deck the Halls, I think.
Probably
nah.
is.
No,
it was in
nearly,
LA Confidential.
It was nearly
it?
10 years
yeah.
ago.
That's
that was
a good
that
film.
Was late 90s, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good film. That.
Oh, God, are we going IMDb on Danny DeVito?
He were in a music video. He was in One Direction video, wasn't he?
He was.
Was he?
Yeah, the new one.
How would you know?
Because I've got a daughter. Who worships the ground
what about
they
him?
Walk along.
Danny DeVito fan club for that.
Oh, I don't know. I get quite into it, though, when it's on the radio. Jesse Wandier on radio! Quick, turn it up!
Love it.
I was going to start singing their song now. I just can't remember how it goes.
You boys fucking suck.
I'm trying to think.
They're as bad as fucking Bieber.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they are. They are. Rob!
Give the lads some credit.
They were on the X Factor. They are like everything that's wrong with music nowadays. And I can't believe as a music fan that you can condone.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I've got to that age now where I'm like, do you know what, boys? Milk it for everything it's got because it might not last long. Just milk it.
Milky, milky.
Because when Stereo Kicks come out of X Factor and there's 26 of them on stage at once, if they start selling lunchboxes, you're fucked.
There's quite a lot.
Louis wants to sell our lunchboxes.
No. Louis wants to fucking...
Louis wants to fucking open your lunchbox.
Oh, don't. No, listen.
Cat. Louis Walsh!
I love the way you go up at the end.
Walsh! That's what he does.
Brilliant!
Love it.
It's like he's in his car and he hits somebody hits his accelerator and it just throws him back over. Louis Walsh!
That's what he does. He's great.
Genius.
So anyway, last week...
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know how I managed to segue into this, but we tweeted Hugh Jackman.
We did.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And
yeah.
It was a massive failure.
He has not stopped tweeting me. It's embarrassing. I said, Hugh...
He's always...
You wanted me to call him Jacko. I said, no, I'm not.
I'd just like to say, Hugh, you're a... bastard, yeah. And all your films are shit, and
I'm
we're
sure
sick of seeing Wolverine now.
We've all got beard envy, just shave it off.
Try a new... So, Tim.
Yes.
This week.
Yes.
It's your turn.
Your turn.
We're going to call this section Celebrity Bothering.
Celebrity Bothering.
So what's the criteria?
It's got BBC
anyone
Three.
Who's
as long as you're on Twitter. We're going to tweet him now. Rob's going to do it. It's his
cheers,
turn.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Connery.
What?
Is he even on Twitter?
He's got to be on Twitter.
Sean. Oh, can you unfollow Jackman, please? Because he's a bastard.
That was the terms, Jacko. And
you've blown it.
No, I said I wasn't going to.
On the fastest growing and best English podcast by three people from Yorkshire called The Three Cuckoos.
Is it the only one?
You've blown it, yeah. Hugh.
You've blown it.
Do you know what? We could be the only Yorkshire podcast.
The Three Cuckoos podcast does not approve any of Hugh Jackman's films.
He was tweeting 5 hours ago as well about doing Thwarth.
Who was?
Huge McJackman.
How would you know?
Because I've just unfollowed him. Right, you want me to see if Sean Connery...
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be on there.
He can get off the rock, he can get on Twitter.
Yeah, if not, it's going to have to be someone like...
Sean,
I think Tony Hart's on there.
Tony Hart's dead!
Is he?
Yeah. Sean Connery is
when did
not
that happen?
On Twitter.
What about
do you think
10
Morph's
years
on there?
Ago?
No, listen.
Morph's got to be listen. On Twitter.
Oh, for we God, need... what about Danny DeVito?
No, he's too busy.
He's not too busy making films.
He's too busy fending off your tweet.
Oh, dear. He's too busy. I've got him locked up upstairs in a drawer.
Right. Danny DeVito.
He's like a borrower. He's like a borrower.
He's like a borrower.
I keep him in a matchbox.
He's so tiny.
Danny DeVito. Let me out. Damn it. Danny DeVito has got 3.2 million followers.
There you go.
Do you want Danny DeVito?
That'll drop when Twins 2 comes out.
Three.
Triplets, sorry.
Triplets.
Should we tweet him?
Yeah, let's go for it.
He tweets quite a lot.
Yeah. What should we say?
Yo, shorty.
Yo. Fucking yo, short ass.
Love Deck the Halls.
Love Deck the Halls.
No.
Love Jim 1D's video.
Love Jim 1D's
just put, video. You were definitely the best penguin.
What?
He's only been the... Is he only a penguin, is he?
No. There must have been one in the TV series, the Adam West TV series.
Yeah, there was.
Yes, there was. Who was
but
that?
It was Danny DeVito,
no, it was the guy who played Rocky's trainer.
Yeah.
And he's all, there's also...
Meredith.
Meredith Brooks. Meredith Brooks. She's a bitch.
It was Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith.
He's
well
dead.
Done.
Yeah. And also there's one in the new TV series, Gotham.
God. Is it any good, Gotham?
Yeah.
Are we tweeting on Danny DeVito?
Yeah,
it's
tweet.
His choice.
Are yeah, let's go, Danny.
All right, I've already tweet. Decided it
Mr. DeVito
next week.
To us.
Dear Mr. DeVito,
we at the Three Cuckoos podcast
love you,
admire your work, and think you are the best penguin. If you could give us a retweet, it would give us.
He probably is the best penguin.
It would give us immense.
Upset a few people.
Oral pleasure.
Adam West, Batman was pretty funny.
We at the Three Cuckoos podcast would like to congratulate you on your work as the penguin.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. In Batman. Forever. No, it wasn't. It was just Batman,
Returns,
wasn't it?
Batman Returns.
It wasn't. It was just Batman. It was the first one.
No.
Yes.
Jack Nicholson was in the first one.
And who else?
Joker.
Oh.
It was Catwoman and Penguin in the second one. And it was Mr. Freeze in the second of Poison Ivy. And in the fourth one, I've forgotten.
I've never seen that
It's terrible.
One. Which one was Two-Face and the Riddler in then?
Oh, sorry. No, that
yeah,
was four. Yeah, three.
That was all right, that one.
Yeah, three was Jim Carrey, wasn't it? And yeah. Tommy Lee Jones.
That was all right, that one.
I must admit, yeah. God, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, you see? That yeah. was the best one.
Oh, that was Val Kilmer, that one, wasn't it? And then there was Clooney and...
Who played Robin?
I can see his face. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
O'Connell.
Yeah, Chris O'Connell. Christian. And there was Thingy who
no,
played...
just Chris.
Oh, he'd have been a good one to tweet.
Christian O'Connell.
Why?
Chris O'Connell.
Christian O'Connell.
You know, like NCIS now?
Do you think so?
I love Christian O'Connell. I think he's hilarious.
Dear Mr. Danny DeVito.
Alicia Silverstone as well.
Dear Mr. Danny DeVito.
Dear Mr. at Danny DeVito.
All right, that's better.
We at Three Cuckoos would like to congratulate you on your work, especially the penguin in Batman.
Forever.
Please retweet.
Returns.
It was Batman Returns, wasn't it?
It would give us oral pleasure if you...
I can't fit it in. Please retweet! Exclamation mark.
I think Kevin Bacon.
Exclamation mark.
Because he'd literally do anything else.
Yeah, I mean Kevin
well,
Bacon.
It's back to
he's
you
next week.
It's back to you next week.
Right, we've got a choice.
It's
next
Bacon
week
time next week.
Of Bacon, Andrew Lincoln, or Christian O'Connell.
Andrew Lincoln's a good one.
Yeah, Andrew Lincoln. Well, you guys love him, don't you?
Andrew
yeah.
Lincoln's a good one.
He's a great actor, actually. He's in.
How do you know? But you've never seen anything with him in
Love Actually.
That was shit.
He's so good in that.
Besides,
yeah, but
that,
he's good in
have
that.
Seen him in anything else?
Was he in what was that? What was that?
I've seen him in
Cold
something.
Feet, was it?
Yeah,
was
no. I've seen him in something British.
This life.
That. This life.
Teachers.
Teachers was good.
Teachers was that brilliant. Was but you've never seen that, have you, Tim?
No.
What's his name? What was his name, buddy?
Andrew Lincoln.
That's him.
Prejudiced and proud.
I think you're a disgrace. You're a disgrace to the nation.
I don't really watch. To be fair, I don't really watch a lot of telly.
Lincoln.
What do you do?
I read.
Mm. What do you read?
Fiesta.
Razzle.
At least he's honest.
No, I read. I do what.
Oh man, I don't think he's got an official page, guys.
Andrew Lincoln?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Well, fuck that then. It's either Christian O'Connell or Bacon.
I don't think he's got an official page.
Tim versus Rob.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Tim versus Rob.
Tim versus Rob.
Good evening, everyone.
It's going to be 5-3 this week. I can feel it.
Are you feeling it?
Yep. You've no chance, Rob.
Can you feel it?
Right.
Can you feel it? Why is it on 70s disco?
No, it's on.
Oh, but I'll be winning. Oh,
hang on. The big reveal is.
It's sci-fi themed, Rob.
Oh.
But you've had films. You've had.
No, that's fine. Do you know what? I might know more than I think. Am I surprised?
I probably won't know any.
If you don't get any right, if you lose this, that's it. We're retiring. Tim versus Rob.
Be Mark versus Rob.
Because you're just
Mark versus Rob.
So. Rob.
Yeah. Oh, am I going first?
Some of them are like really easy, and some of them you'll just be like.
Because you won last
week. I ain't got a fucking clue. First or second?
Do I get to pick then? Can I go first then?
You can.
Thank you. I just want to get my questions over with.
Right. Question one. Yeah. Robert, who played the third Doctor Who?
Ever? That's hard.
It's not hard.
Hang on a minute.
Really?
I don't watch Doctor
Who.
Hang on a minute then. Hang on a minute. Oh man, I'm really sorry.
Not a fan.
Whovians out there.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Who.
I'm gonna go with the obvious, and I'm probably gonna sound really stupid. I'm gonna go Tom Baker.
That's what I was gonna say.
He was number four.
Ooh.
Sorry, everybody.
John Pertwee.
John Pertwee.
William Hartnell, Patrick Troughton of John Pertwee.
One and nine.
I knew Patrick Troughton, and I didn't know that.
I wasn't a big fan of John Pertwee. If I says he were best one, not a big fan.
Okay. Yeah, he's quite regarded.
Same question one. How many different series of Star Trek have there been?
Original.
He's got this.
Next Gen.
He's got this.
Voyager, Deep Space, Enterprise. Five?
Nope.
Really?
Really, really.
No idea. Seven.
Six.
No. What were they?
The ones you said and the animated series.
Oh man.
It was a full series. It was out.
Yeah, it'll be like Star Wars
class.
Clone Wars. It's official.
It is classed.
It's not really a proper trend.
It is classed and accepted as the second. Was it before the Next Generation?
Yeah. It was like the original.
It's accepted
crew,
as.
Was it really?
Yeah. Sorry. I thought you'd get that.
Nah, I don't class the animated.
Rob, who wrote the novel The War of the Worlds?
Hang on. H.G. Wells.
Nice.
Score one.
Yes.
Very nicely done.
I'm off the mark. I shouldn't have had to think about it.
Yes, Quizmaster.
Which movie is the character Klaatu from? And that's K-L-A-A-T-U.
Now, I know of two Klaatus.
Oh, dear.
What?
Actually, I know two Klaatus.
One's in an animated anime sci-fi.
Right.
Star Wars?
It was in two films, not animated feature films.
Ah, okay. Star Wars?
No. Fucking hell, Tim.
What were they?
The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, come on. Klaatu. What was Klaatu?
That's what it was called.
Right, okay.
Obscure sci-fi week.
Bam.
Wow, it's not even obscure. I knew that.
Yeah. And I've not seen the new one.
Wow. And you see the old one?
Yeah, but
right, it's still called that.
Yeah, I know that, but
oh, God.
I haven't seen it since about five.
What was the first creature to be teleported in the movie The Fly? And everyone's seen that.
The original.
For crying out loud, does it matter?
Yeah,
the
first creature.
The Jeff Goldblum one.
The first one in Jeff Goldblum was the monkey, I think.
There you go.
And it turned inside out.
The baboon.
It was a steaming heap.
No, a monkey
and
a baboon.
Yeah, it is.
No. The baboon.
Look, you're grasping at straws because you're actually going to lose.
It was an angry primate.
A quiz that was angry set up for though. You to win.
Yeah, but it's all about the questions, isn't it?
No, it's all.
No,
this is your specialty subject.
Doctor Who.
Tim.
Day of the Earth Stood Still. Come on.
Tim.
Dodgy Star Trek question.
The first one was Star Trek, which is your.
Yeah, but animated.
Tim,
really.
Question
like
three.
Episodes.
Who voiced Gertie on the computer in the film Moon?
No idea.
Or you loved Moon.
Yeah, it was great.
Have a think.
I
about
don't know
this.
Who it is, though.
Really?
Have a think.
Wow.
Guess. Have a think.
Danny DeVito.
Why do you always. Fuck me.
Oh, good
who
film.
Was it? Who
good
was film. It?
You'd go for Christopher Walken or
who was it,
like.
Rob?
Go on, you can do it.
I've no idea.
Do you like Moon?
I've only seen it once.
Oh, Moon was great.
I put it on DVD.
Sam Rockwell. Brilliant.
Great film.
Do you know I've actually not seen it? I'm sorry.
It's an ace film.
I'll watch it this weekend.
Good twist as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not my point. Was it male or female?
It was male.
It was male.
He's an absolute Hollywood superstar.
Danny DeVito.
No, it's not fucking Danny
Morgan
DeVito.
Freeman.
It's got to be John Cusack. Which is why you've written the question.
Jesus fucking Christ. It was Kevin Spacey.
Oh, wicked.
Really, was it?
Oh, I could see him playing a robot as well.
Tim, you're fucking miserable. Rob, what was the full name of the character played by DeForest Kelly in Star Trek?
As if I'm going to know that.
The full name is pretty hard.
Oh, my.
What was his first name as well?
I can't even tell you his first name.
Wow.
DeForest Kelly.
Yeah. Do you not even know who he played?
No idea.
Wow.
I don't watch Star Trek.
He must have seen it.
Nah, I'd rather get fisted by a really big gentleman.
I don't think I know his full name.
I am going to say it's, I don't know. Is it that one who wears a Alice band over his eyes?
Yeah, because he was in the original series of Star Trek.
Oh, the original, right, okay. I'm going to go, is it Bones?
That's his full name.
Is it, hang on, I'm thinking.
I don't think I know his full name.
I'm going to go, oi. Put that down.
I'm going to go Graham Bones. Graham Bones.
I think Bones was his nickname because he's a doctor.
Because he's a doctor. I'm going to go Dr. Graham.
Dr. Graham. DeVito.
DeForester. I have no idea.
DeForest Whitaker?
Sorry. What was his... Tim, go on, tell me the answer.
I don't know.
Do you not even know what his second name was?
No, I honestly don't really remember.
No.
I know, but I just know him as Bones.
When you say it...
McCoy.
Oh, of course.
Leonard McCoy.
I know, I thought it was Leonard. So,
of course it is.
McCoy. I could have had a guess at that.
McCoy, yeah. It's
unbelievable. Ooh. I can't cope with this. I'm going to retire.
I'm not a Star Trekker.
No, Tim, that was a tough question.
Or where was the ship headed in 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Oz. It's going to Oz.
And you said the other week,
great film.
It's a fucking great film.
It is a great film. I've only seen it once.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Was it going to
I'm
going to
say a planet.
It was going to a planet.
Yes.
Which
one,
planet?
One point.
It's not a point. What planet was it going to?
Earth? Was it the Planet of the Apes?
It was going to Earth.
Yeah.
No.
Was it Planet of the Apes?
Planet Hulk?
Was it Planet Hollywood?
Planet DeVito?
Right. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing this anymore because you're not taking it seriously.
I've loved this week's quiz.
No.
Go on.
No more.
Go on.
Is that it?
I'm done.
What was it? What was the answer to the
question? Goal! Not telling you.
What was the answer to the question?
Jupiter.
Oh, was it Jupiter?
Yeah. Look, you've no interest in whatsoever in this.
I'd like to question Jupiter. That'd be good.
Final question, Rob.
Yeah.
Peter Cullen voiced the Predator.
Yes. Yes.
But which good guy did he voice in... live action film.
Oh, I know it.
And animation.
It's a bit of a sci-fi link.
It is.
I know this.
Voiced a good guy.
Yeah, in a film and animation.
I am going to go for... It's got to be a sci-fi movie, obviously.
Fuck me.
five
questions to work out. It's a sci-fi quiz. No,
I'm
nine
sorry.
Questions.
I'm sorry, guys. I really don't know.
Can I answer?
No, hang on a minute.
Let me have a guess.
I might as well have a guess. Yeah,
yeah, have a guess. Yeah, do it.
Peter Culliner.
Cullen.
Cullen. That's him.
Cullender.
Cullender. Peter's calendar.
I'm retiring. Tim versus Rob, by the way.
No, you're not.
This is it. You two have made a mockery
no,
of my quiz.
It's good.
I spent time
this
doing
week
this.
I thought I'd have no.
And Tim is so upset that he's got none right.
I didn't even know Bones' surname right. Leave me alone.
Tim's got none right in
I've a
sci-fi
quiz. I've had a good stab
quiz.
At this.
That's how good my questions are.
Mm. Doctor Who, I don't class it as sci-fi.
Well, it is sci-fi. What else
BBC.
Is it other than science fiction?
It's BBC.
Did you watch Apparitions?
No, I haven't watched
it. It's such a disappointment to your mother. Answer the question, Robert. You've had long enough.
I don't know.
Guess.
I know.
I know you know it. Shame it's not your fucking question. Mm.
Is it someone in Star Wars? It's got to be on it. Jar Jar Binks. No idea.
You don't listen to the question, do you?
Sorry, what?
In a live action film and an animation? No, it wasn't.
Well,
Jar Jar Binks.
It was all CGI.
Go on,
Star
Wars. Tim, tell
Go
him.
On.
Chewbacca.
Oh. Wicked.
No. No, it wasn't.
Harry, it was Harry.
you know what? I should have got
Harry Bigfoot.
Who
wasn't?
Who was it then?
I'm not telling you, because she's just fucking a pair of dicks.
I thought you said it was Chewbacca.
It wasn't Chewbacca. That's the wrong answer.
I thought it was Harry.
In an animation.
I just assumed he
Harry
knew.
The Bigfoot.
An animated
Harry
film, in fact, in 1986.
Harry and the Hendersons.
And three films that have been out in the 2000s. The answer was Optimus Prime.
Oh.
The guy who played Predator.
I.
Give me strength. No, he played
Optimus
him.
Prime.
Who voiced him?
In what?
The fucking Predator.
The film?
No, in the children's animated spin-off.
Right, if you'd have said that.
It was called Predator Babies.
Predator Babies.
Oh,
right, Tim, yes, just to make Quizmaster. A total mockery of my beloved quiz.
I bet this one's good. I bet this is easy.
Number five, Optimus your final Prime. Question. Who directed Mission to Mars?
The one with Tim Robbins in.
The one with fucking Bertie Bassett in. What difference does it fucking make? You've literally taken the piss.
Charlie Brown goes to Mars.
I think you're both a disgrace. I'd love to see you two sit down every week and write a fucking quiz.
I've done all right this week.
You have. You're still both taking the piss.
I just didn't know the Star Trek one.
He's just upset.
Oh, the one about Optimus Prime.
And he's got none right so far.
I have no idea.
That don't surprise me.
I love a good quiz. Say, stop.
Shame this isn't a good quiz.
Don't get upset with it. No, it is a good quiz. It's just a hard subject for me.
I've been in it. Me and you and the quiz are finished. We're through. Fired.
I'm going to go for...
Fuck, here we go.
Go on.
Jerry Bruckheimer.
No.
I don't actually know.
It's not John
Carpenter. No, you don't know. No, it's not John Carpenter.
It was Danny DeVito.
Yeah, it's Danny DeVito and his mum. Co-directed it.
Was it... no idea.
It was Brian De Palma.
Was it Brian De Palma?
And 2-0 means it's 5-3 to Rob.
Yeah.
Dos nil.
Tim, I had a feeling.
Dos
Tim,
zero.
You literally suck balls.
Oh, when you said the subject, I crapped it.
I did it to give him a chance. Because you've had movies, you've had music. Thought I'd give him a chance.
I fluffed the 80s music.
It's all about the question.
Sci-fi quiz.
Yeah.
Tim knows his sci-fi. He clearly doesn't. Well done, Rob.
I'll have that. Chalk it up. 5-3.
Nicely done. Yeah. Nicely done.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Rob versus someone
the
next
dog.
Week.
Rob versus the dog.
Might as well have Sydney do it.
It's good at Sydney. I know, he's seen a lot of sci-fi, though. It'd be good at the Disney stuff.
It's still no more than you.
Once a week, four assholes get together like hyenas feasting on a carcass. They sometimes turn on each other.
Don't be a bitch!
But when they're not attacking each other, they have their focus set on the greater good of society.
So women are forced to be naked.
I hate children, and I love watching when children get disciplined, because it's fantastic.
I would be in charge of the marijuana.
Okay, here's the thing. Love it's going to get to the point where we've attacked every race and religion and culture, so it's going to be, it'll take the pressure off of whatever ones we pick on the most.
Why doesn't everyone just be friends?
Lorne. If I ever kill someone, I'm going to carve a hole out of their face and shit in it.
I think what we took from this is that I'm a prophet.
Josh.
I'm not the punk bitch of this show. I'm the only sane one here.
Mike.
Take off your clothes.
How do you get rid of herpes?
Luke.
I've always been an asshole since I was young. Did you forget who the star was?
It's the Bold and Belligerent Podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on Stitcher and follow us on Twitter at @BNB_podcast. Blah, blah, blah and all that commie bullshit.
I watched Planet of the Apes.
Dawn of Planet, or the new ones.
Dawn
what did you think?
I've seen both this week because the other one were on film photo of the night.
What do you think?
I had a bit of an issue with it.
Really?
I think for whatever reason, my copy, for some bizarre reason, the film hasn't got subtitles in it.
Oh, with the apes.
And I don't get why it didn't have subtitles in the film.
Yeah, it needs to be hard-coded, doesn't it?
But no, because it should have been as part of the film.
Yeah, but what they do...
Usually with things like that and subtitles, they're part of the film. They're not a separate file.
They're hard-coded.
They do that these days, though, so they're hard-coded depending on the region.
Yeah, but... because it's part of the film, they don't come separate.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So I had to watch this film with these monkeys...
Saying. Yeah.
...signing at each other and not having a clue what they were talking about.
I watched it all with subtitles on.
So obviously, I saw
it.
It
didn't come with
a
subtitles file.
Yeah.
So I just presumed, like the first one.
Yeah.
it'd just be built into the. Weren't. It didn't ruin it because the special effects absolutely unbelievable.
Andy Serkis.
You can kind of get like the gist.
But it's just like.
No, him anyway.
How the hell is that not a real monkey?
No, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Unbelievable, wasn't it?
I watched the first one the other night as well.
That's
was on
brilliant as well.
It was really good.
It is ace. Are they doing a third?
Yeah. They'll probably do all six.
There was six of the last ones, weren't there? The original was on Film 4 the other day.
Mm. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic, isn't it, the next one?
Is that what you just said? I thought you meant the remake.
No, no,
I watched the original.
Oh, no, the first remake.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
It was on the other night. I watched that. And then I watched the other one.
Yeah, that's right. That Rise Upon It.
I've got to watch it because I've just got it sat there and I've never seen it. But yeah, I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
I did as well.
It was jolly good.
Unbelievable. That was a...
Jolly good.
12 cuckoos out of 13.
Yeah, it was. It was right up there.
Wasn't
that good? Yeah. It was super.
I'd give Guardians probably about 10, 11.
Would you?
Yeah.
It was very good.
About 80%, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm very comic book kind of. If you're not a comic booky, you won't probably...
I think you should do that. I think it's a challenge to do that. Right, if you ever watch a film now, you put a rating on Twitter. You tweet it. So you've got to review it in 150 characters and put how many cuckoos out of 13.
Okay,
I think that should be a new rule now. So every time you watch a film, tweet it. 150 character review and how many cuckoos out of 13.
All right, Deck the Halls was 5 cuckoos out of 13.
Right.
It's low, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty miserable.
Yeah, that is miserable.
It's all right.
I'll watch it this weekend.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible.
But you won't watch it this weekend.
It's all right.
You promised you'd watch Apparitions and you haven't watched that.
Well, I would probably be watching it tonight.
Can we talk...
And you haven't watched it either.
...about The Walking Dead this week?
And I need to download the rest of Penny Dreadful because that's...
It's good, isn't it?
Good.
Yes.
Have you got into
like
it?
I watched the first one.
The last few were really...
I liked that. I watched the second one. What on earth is this about? I watched the third one. Yeah, this is good. I have not watched anymore.
Yeah, they get better.
I need to start. I think I've got about 4 episodes in.
I'll watch more of that, Tim, if you watch Apparitions.
I'm going to give it a watch this week, good. Definitely.
But
I'm just finishing off another series and then I'll
start
that. Danny DeVito biography.
Oh, right.
It's like a documentary on him.
All right.
Animated, Star Trek. Animated series.
The one I haven't seen.
Animated shorts.
That's a little joke for later on.
Danny DeVito's the animated series.
The animated shorts.
That must exist. The animated shorts.
Jesus Christ.
He voices it himself.
Oh, God.
The Walking Dead this week is fabulous.
Oh.
Although,
now Tim retires his microphone and headphones.
It done half chop and change, though, didn't it?
It does.
With Carol. It was all about Carol this week, wasn't it?
Carol and Daryl.
Carol and Daryl. Daryl and Carol.
Yeah.
It is so chop and change.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened when they dumped her?
Yeah.
And then what happened between her coming back?
Yeah.
But what's happening now?
Yeah.
How did she get into the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all intermingled.
Yeah.
It's in no order. It's proper weird.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's ace. It's so good. And then just that bit where they walk out of that building and she just gets run over.
Yeah, because that...
Fucking hell, what?
I thought they were going to plant her in the hospital somehow.
Spoiler.
I thought they were going to plant her in the hospital somehow.
Yeah.
But then she obviously gets hit by the car.
She gets hit by the car.
Brilliant.
So they've gone back now. And they're going to go get the rest of them. And they're just going to go and assault the hospital.
Exactly.
So this is going to be like the season... Well,
they're going to take the city,
break,
basically, aren't they?
The mid-season break is going to be like the prison thing.
Yeah,
it's just going to be this all-out war in this hospital.
They'll turn up and they'll face off and it'll be...
Who's going to go next? There's one at main one's going to die this season.
A big death.
Yeah.
I think it'll be...
There has to be at least one more.
Well... The two packs, because obviously they went off to Washington.
Yeah.
They're going to join up again, aren't they, with Rick?
I don't know if they're going to come
back. Well, there's no reason for them to go anymore.
Not really.
I would say it's going to be Thingy and his missus. What's...
Glenn?
Yeah, I think it'll be Glenn.
Do you think they're going to kill Glenn off?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
They can't.
His time has come.
Yes.
He's going down.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's
not
going
sure.
down.
I'm not sure down. That they can.
I think his character's a bit burnt out. He hasn't really been in this season much, to be fair. And I think it's such a good season.
I don't think Carol's going to make it.
Don't you?
No.
No.
I think they'll kill her off.
Yeah. Kind of been threatening
She's
it for a
She's been through
while.
So much shit.
Yeah, she has.
So much. I mean, you know, the episode, like, whatever it was, 14 of season three, four.
It sucked.
It was just... It didn't suck. It was just horrible.
Yeah, it was
and
horrible.
To go through something like that...
It was rubbish.
To have to do something like... It wasn't rubbish. She had to do it.
And then with her daughter as well.
Yeah, I know. That was really bad. She's been through so much shit. She deserves to just. She doesn't deserve to die. Cause that's horrible.
I know exactly what you're saying. Deserves a break, though. Yeah, absolutely. She deserves a break.
You've had enough now with all that stuff with her husband and her daughter. Or yep. You know, she deserves.
Tim's just nodding. Yeah,
nodding off.
Whatever.
She deserves it to be out of it, really. Just
but it's ace, isn't it?
And now she's
so it's got better, because a couple of weeks ago it was a bit poo on it.
No, it wasn't poo.
It wasn't, that
we
was
just,
last
we
season.
We just couldn't see where it was going.
The second half of last season was a little bit gloomy, wasn't it?
Do you think they'll finish it this season?
No.
No, not anymore.
No.
I thought they should have done, but now it's
you can see where they're going with
they're
it.
Not going that way.
That's good. It's good when you like
there were only like three people in the entire episode.
Yeah.
There were Carol, Daryl, that black kid.
Yeah.
And that's it. The two people who picked her up and put her on stretcher. But that were it.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's cool.
To make a TV show that good with like five members of the cast.
It was ace.
Have they been in it the whole way through? Daryl has.
Daryl has. Since the start.
I remember him.
He's Carol has since the start.
I think he's my favourite character, Daryl.
Yeah, I do as well.
I do.
The guy with the crossbow.
Yeah, he's the guy with the crossbow. Yeah. See, you do know.
Yeah.
See?
But I must say, the second season, the first few episodes were dull.
It's been a long time. I can't really remember.
I watched the first few because when I watched the first season, it were all right. It was just like a zombie film.
That's before they find the farm, innit?
Yeah.
That ended in that sort of.
They find a farm and it's good.
Is that like third season, fourth season?
That's second season.
Yeah, it is.
Where they find the farm.
You see, the first two were just like.
You've just got to get through.
Yeah, you do.
It's like True Detective. The first two were dull. And then it just built and built and built. It was great at the end. It was fantastic. So, yeah, that was The Walking Dead this week. Superb.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to it.
It's a brilliant season. It's a brilliant show.
We were just saying, it's just a shame they're going to go on a break for Thanksgiving.
They've got 2 weeks.
Bloody break.
So we've got two more before Thanksgiving.
Why don't they just have start it later and have no breaks?
America.
They'd never start it though, because they'll no break for Christmas as well. It'll come back for like a week and then go for Christmas
did they,
as well.
Like before the whole writer's strike thing. They never used to do that, did they?
I don't think so.
America.
But then they're saying because of the writer's strikes now you get a better quality.
Yeah.
There's a lot more content and stuff.
America.
Cup of tea, boys.
Cup of tea break.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Pirate Premier League predictions. Yeah.
Right, this week, ladies and gentlemen, we have some shout-outs to do.
Whoop, whoop, whoop,
None of these funny accents this week either.
No, no one's requested a funny accent.
No one's requested a moist shout or a funny accent either.
No, they haven't.
So, you know, yeah. Wiretech Girl, we've got to thank you because apparently El Heno has started listening to our podcast because of you.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's really nice, yeah. And I believe she's... Where's ID? I hate it when they put these initials on.
Where's ID?
Is it Idaho?
Yeah, could be.
Is it... Sorry, I'm a little bit... I don't know what the hell that is. But yeah, wicked. I think that's her, yeah.
Shark Dropper Studios. At Shark Dropper.
Yo, yo.
Producers of the Shark Dropper podcast.
Yeah,
Word
I like...
Word of the Bear podcast, Horror Play podcast. Wow, they do a lot.
I like their little picture.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, that.
It's wicked.
And they stream games on Twitch.tv/Shark Dropper.
It's right up your street, my buddy.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm going to say.
The play.
I think they're in Florida. They've got an FL next to theirs.
Yeah, that's got to be
I would say that's Florida.
A Florida posse.
More fucking Yanks.
Stop it, will ya?
Sorry.
Will ya? Francisca, yo...
Was that moist enough?
No, I didn't need to be this week.
Binary Womb, at Binary Womb.
Binary Womb?
Binary Womb.
What do they do?
For Digital Babies is a podcast network from the UK.
Yes.
My homies. Home to the brain of... home to the brain children. What?
Yeah, okay.
Home of It's Science, bitch.
They understand us.
Hello there.
Baratheon.
And Instagrants too.
Yeah.
Podcaster, photographer, sarcastic, smartass, hater of ham.
You're the greatest.
You don't like ham?
You don't like ham?
You didn't like ham.
Well, any type of ham.
Right, Instagrants too. I don't know what your name is.
I can understand that wafer thin water.
Jeff. From Instagrants too. Could you just clear up for Tim?
Yeah.
If it's every kind of ham you don't like.
Ham hock. Oh.
Hock.
Sliced wafer thin.
Honey
roast.
Breaded.
Oh,
nice
breaded.
Joint.
Breaded? Who wants breaded ham?
No one wants breaded
God
ham.
God almighty.
What have I unleashed?
So please, Instagrants to Jeff, as Rob Big, says you're actually called, yeah, really.
Big Jeff.
All right, can you
Jeff
please... Yeah. Let us know.
DAPF podcast.
You said that?
Oh, did we? Sorry.
Why did it go? It was the first one.
Yeah.
El Heno.
I apologize.
El no apologize. Hombre.
El Heno, whoever that is.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, so hi, everyone. Should we give a shout out to the Angry Ginger?
If you want.
Yeah, I just have.
You've got to give another one to the Nerdy Vixen as well.
Oh, there's C.
C?
It just says C, and it's at I Love You So Much Bay, which is short for babe, apparently. Yeah, so hi to you. Keep listening.
Nerdy Vixen, she's a big supporter. She retweets everything. Thank you.
That was you.
That was your shout-out there, Nerdy Vixen, from Sydney.
Sydney.
Sydney says hello.
He's the fourth cuckoo.
Yeah. The Nerdy Vixen.
He wishes he is.
He wishes he is. He's not been...
He wishes he is. Janice Centino.
Hello.
With a little infinity thing next to it. That's cool. How did you get that one? At I am pretty knees.
You are pretty knees.
She has pretty knees.
If you please.
My knees are really nice as well.
Are they?
I get them out in summer.
Shing.
You, no, you aren't. You've got chicken legs, haven't you?
No.
You have.
Chicken.
Stuart Little legs.
Stuart Little was a mouse.
Was he?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of Chicken Little.
Same thing.
No, Chicken Little was a chicken. Was Stuart Little was a mouse.
Was Mel Gibson in Chicken Little?
No. That was
a voice.
That was Chicken Run. Jesus yep. Christ. Here we go.
I'm testing you.
Here we go. It's the tenuous connections round.
Mel Gibson directed Jesus Christ.
This is the tenuous connection rounds with Timothy Newson Ward.
And question one.
Question one. Good, right. Well, that's it for shout outs this week. If you've missed out, sod you.
Yeah.
You'll know to look next time, won't you?
Yeah.
Sod you.
We're not even going to mention the B&B podcast.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
Who are they? Who are they?
Yeah, exactly. Who are they?
Oh, it's the Three Cuckoos podcast.
Right. Do you want some news?
Go on then, lad.
Man sends 15 baby chicks to ex-girlfriend in the post.
Bong!
Earlier this week, a woman received 15 baby chicks from her ex-boyfriend in the post with the message, "There are lots of other chicks out there." What he wanted to say is, "There are plenty of fish in the sea. I don't need you. I'm moving on." What he actually said is, "I'm a complete nutcase who is still thinking about you 24/7 and sending baby animals to you in the post."
Were they alive?
Yeah. Shocked and understandably bewildered by the gesture, the woman told the postman she planned to dump them in the trash. I know, little baby chicks. God damn you, woman.
Surely the RSPCA got involved with that.
Thankfully,
I think
the
American
postman was a kind-hearted fella. And took them under his wing. See what they've done there.
Excellent.
Before dropping them off at the Washington Humane Society, who then passed them on to the Poplar Spring Animal Sanctuary in Maryland.
Who passed them on to Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. The sanctuary later posted on Facebook, "All the chicks are great, and they're now under heat lamps." What they meant is, they're in the oven.
Covered in the Colonel's secret recipe.
In barbecue sauce. No, it said they were absolutely fine. Apparently,
just the Colonel
topped with a hash brown and a Zinger Tower burger.
Apparently, it's legal to send baby chicks in the post
in America.
Yeah, well,
really,
yeah. I think if you stuck them in Royal Mail,
it's also legal in America to go around and shoot fucking people in the face. So you know,
beep.
Why are you beeping? I got beeped last week.
You did get beeped last week. Did you like that?
Hitler. No, I did not.
Hey, listen, you said it.
I said the C word and you beeped me.
I did. But you said it in a kind of a nice story fashion, so I thought, I'm going to keep that in, but I'm going to beep him. There you go, you see.
Oh, it was an actual proper beep.
I'm being censored
now.
Oh,
yeah, I beeped him. Yeah.
Nice.
Until you've listened to the podcast.
I have.
Have you?
More news.
I'll only listen to a podcast if Danny fucking DeVito's in it.
Are you ready with your bongs?
Yeah.
Australian man drives plane down street to pub and orders a pint of beer.
Bong! Bong.
An Australian man, only in Australia, a man who taxied his light aircraft down a main street.
Only in Australia, because they couldn't do it in America, because they've got no room there, because there's just build everywhere. Look at this green, knock it down, put fucking pa- parking lot on it or something.
So he that was basically taxied his light aircraft down a main street and parked it outside a pub. He's expected to be charged. Oh. The incident saw the man steer the two-seater plane with its propeller running and its wings were removed.
Jesus Christ.
To the Newman Hotel's Purple Pub in Western Australia.
So really it wasn't a plane.
Pilbara region. Well, I said this.
Pilbara.
He went inside and ordered a
cold one. Without wings, would it just be a car then?
He was flying without wings. But though the stunt saw the man dubbed a bloody legend by bar staff, it's likely to see him charged with endangering a life, health and safety of a person under the criminal code. The police sergeant told the Australian press it was a pretty bloody stupid thing to do. The great galah. Kids were coming home from school.
He didn't call him a great galah, did he?
He didn't. I just put that in. It could have been very ugly. All he needed was one gust of wind, because without the wings, it wasn't stable. Which is fair enough. I suppose without the wings, it's not stable.
Yeah.
It could have been worse. He could have flown to the pub. People think it was a bit of a laugh, but it was very dangerous, and we're not very happy about it. And his plane's been impounded. That's out of line,
it's not
surely.
A plane. Not without wings.
No.
It's not a plane. Is that what you'd... you'd have that in court, would you?
I think every plane's got wings, haven't
they? Surely it's just as dangerous as a car, apart from the great big propeller on the front.
It's probably more dangerous than a car, that propeller on front.
Ooh. Surely if you had a helmet on, it'd be all right.
Yeah, if you had a helmet.
Yeah. Goggles.
Goggles and a helmet.
You went in dressed as Biggles.
And a sort of white scarf.
I think it's more dangerous for the pedestrians, not yourself.
Yeah. More news?
Let's do it.
Peppa Pig gets my goat. Woman demands £80,000 over cartoon character's name clash.
Bong.
So this is a story about Peppa Pig in...
Peppa Pig.
Italia.
Right.
So Peppa Pig is being sued by an Italian woman who claims she was teased and made an object of scorn, after an episode featured a baby goat with her name. Yes, correct. So Gabriella Capra, which is Italian for goat, wants £80,000 in compensation from the cartoon makers after claiming she became a figure of fun when one of the episodes of a popular animated series aired in Italy. The Holiday in the Sun episode featured Peppa and her family,
Daddy Pig,
holidaying in the small Italian village where she becomes friends with Gabriella Goat.
Gabriella.
But in Italy, the word for goat is Capra, so she was called Gabriella Capra. It sparked a claim for damages from the London-based animation studio.
She's fucking called Gabriella Capra.
I would imagine
there
is somebody
always been called Gabriella Goat.
Yeah. I would imagine there's somebody out there called Peppa Pig somewhere.
Yeah.
No, I bet there is. Be. Miss Pig.
There won't be.
I bet there is. The National Federation of Consumers representing Miss Capra in the lawsuit said, since this episode came out on the small screen, she has been a frequent object of jokes by friends and colleagues. Damn you, bloody Peppa Pig.
Damn you to hell, pig.
Apparently in the Italian version, it said, Buongiorno, sono Gabriella Capra. Bah.
Buongiorno.
Yeah. I'd think it was funny, wouldn't you?
Yeah. If there is someone called Peppa Pig that I'd like
saying
to
say that, you'd tear strips off me if that were my...
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, you would, yeah. 80,000.
It's not that much.
Could be more, couldn't
80,
it, really?
80,000 lira.
I would imagine it's euro, isn't it?
Does lira still exist?
No, I don't think so.
It does. It was pretty worthless in the first place, wasn't it, lira?
It'd be euro.
No, it was like 8 million lira to the pound, wasn't it? I seem to remember.
Yeah. 8 million lira. Good.
I buy you a cappuccino. Slice of garlic bread.
Yeah. Quarter of penny.
What?
A ride on a gondola. A cornetto.
Cornetto and a ride on a gondola.
Oh,
just one cornetto.
It'd have bought you a tub of Gino Ginelli.
This next story was in the paper today, right?
Yeah.
Groom tells bride he wants a divorce when he sees her face for the first time.
Dong.
You said arranged marriage. Is she wearing a burqa?
What tells you that, Mark? A groom told his bride he wanted a divorce after she lifted her veil to show him her face for the very first time.
You'd be a bit upset, wouldn't you?
Yeah. The couple, who hadn't met before the arranged marriage, were about to pose for pictures after walking down the aisle. The husband jumped to his feet and said, "You are not the girl I imagine. I'm sorry, but I divorce you." The bride is said to have collapsed in hysterics in Medina, Saudi Arabia.
Oh, dear.
Local reports said the bride then collapsed and became hysterical as panicking wedding guests stepped in to try and resolve the issue.
How do you resolve the issue?
One of the pitfalls of arranged marriages.
How do you resolve the...
Yeah, there's not a lot you can do.
I'm a surgeon. Hold on a minute.
I don't think she's got a say in the matter, to be fair. I think if a guy in Saudi Arabia says he's getting a divorce, you ain't got no comeback.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's probably
the
truth?
I don't know. I don't want to...
get your head chopped off.
Yeah. Maybe some kind of jihad on me or something.
I don't think you're allowed near Manchester City Stadium anyway.
Oh, right.
If I'm honest.
Jihad Stadium.
I'll be like wanted like Salman Rushdie.
I'm a cowboy! and finally... You'll like this.
Camel,
I'm ready.
You'll like this.
Will I?
Do you remember Benji the Gay Bull?
I do remember the Gay Bull. He won't remember it.
In the news.
We had
a news feature.
He won't remember it.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
He won't do.
They sacked him.
Headline.
They didn't sack him.
They killed him.
They didn't kill him.
Headline.
I thought they put him down.
Gay Bull saved from the slaughterhouse at last minute after being bought by dying co-creator of The Simpsons.
Really?
Bong.
Bong.
Yeah, a bull earmarked for slaughter because it's gay. Obviously, that's it's Benji. Our mate Benji. It's
Might
our mate Benji.
Maybe he's bought it so because he heard our podcast.
He has been saved by The Simpsons co-creator Sam Simon. He is suffering from terminal cancer and he's literally spending his $100 million fortune on animal rights causes.
Wow.
Benji,
don't waste it or anything.
Benji, an Irish bull in County Mayo Island, has been facing slaughter for being gay. After a veterinarian declared his sexual orientation, the reason he wouldn't breed. But when The Simpsons co-creator
he's
Sam
a bull,
Simon
he never said that.
Heard of his fate, he put it was the pink they used to wear. They used to find him trying on the farmer's wife's clothes.
The cross-dresser as well, though.
I don't mean he's gay, just because he wears women's clothes.
But when Sam Simon heard
it's
of his
very
fate, he put up $5,000 to buy Benji and transport him to the sanctuary, where he will now live out his life in natural peace.
Oh, that's pretty nice, then.
Natural
chasing
peace.
Other gay animals around.
Yes. Oh, chase me. Simon, who is also a long-time vegan, said, Petter told me about Benji and I felt compelled to help.
Petter?
All animals have a dire destiny in the meat trade. But to kill this bull because he's gay would have been a double tragedy. I don't think we're going to kill him because he was gay.
Tragedy.
I think it was just like... It was kind of like...
You've got to be really careful.
Do you know what?
There.
We'll eat him now because, you know, he's not going to make other bulls.
I don't
so
think
we'll,
it tastes nice. We don't want to catch it, so...
Don't go there.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
It is.
So it wasn't because he was gay. Oh, it was because he wasn't going to make other bulls. And that is why he had to die.
I suppose it's a good ending for him, really. No.
Good story, that.
Good ending.
Benji's alive.
He's alive. Dancing through the fields.
You and I are going to live forever.
I don't think Benji's going to live forever.
Benji, respect.
Do you think they'd have to find another bull for him to...
He's not actually gay, Benji.
Oh, isn't he? Is he pretending?
No. He's just lazy, isn't he?
He's rutting when it's dark.
Right.
He's a nighttime rustler.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah, one of them.
It's like... you know my theory on Gok Wan? We've got this guy on TV over here called Gok Wan, and obviously...
Oh, it's a guy?
He does a thing called... He does a thing called, how to look good naked. And all he does is basically... He
doesn't anymore, does he?
He sees all the chicks naked, right? But we obviously don't. But because he's gay,
he
does. He
advertises yogurt now.
Yeah. He's not gay. It's the best way to get women out of their clothes. It's because I'm gay.
So he's just
I'm
really
a designer,
clever.
Darling. I'm gay. You take your clothes off in front of me. That's fine.
So he's just clever.
Yeah, he's just smart. Yeah.
Smart
he's got his head screwed on, that lad. Tell you.
Gok Wan's like the gayest man I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's what he wants you to think. Mm. It's like Gareth Gates with
he
his stutter.
He wants me to think that he's gay?
Yeah.
Why? Backing up wrong tree here.
I don't know if you're his type, if I'm honest.
What do you mean?
Well,
why wouldn't I be? Why wouldn't Gok Wan be interested in me, Rob?
I think he'd go for someone his own kind of look. He's got a look about
what
him,
what look's
he?
That?
I don't know.
He said, "I'm not oriental."
Not at all.
Enough.
I think he'd go for someone in that kind of like that fashion Easter kind of.
You mean thin?
Maybe just like.
So
a carbon
you're saying
copy
I'm not
himself.
Chinese and I'm not thin.
Is he Chinese? Got that?
Yeah.
His name's Gok Wan.
I thought it was English.
His name is Gok Wan.
I thought it was English.
Have you Gok?
Yeah, but
Gok.
In his dad.
I think.
He's Chinese.
I think, yeah. And
his
mum's
English.
Yeah, I think that is the case.
So he's born here, obviously.
Fuck
being
me
English.
In the ass.
Are you talking to me or Gok?
Okay. Okay, Google. Is Gok Wan?
Is that it? Is that all you ask it? Is Gok Wan?
Is Gok Wan?
Does Brian Chinese?
He might not be Chinese. He might be of other Asian.
Listen.
Ethnicity.
He was actually born. He was Does Brian Ferry?
What does that even mean?
He was actually born in Leicester.
There you go. So he's Leicestershire. He's a Leicestershire.
His real name is not Gok.
Really?
Mm. There we go. It's Gordon.
It's not. It's Cohen.
Is it Barry?
What was it?
K-O hyphen hen, as in the flightless bird. Yes. So there you go.
So what's he called, sorry?
Gok Juan.
Juan.
What's his hen name?
Cohen Juan.
So that's his full name, Gok Cohen.
No, no, there's no Gok in it. It's Cohen Juan.
Oh, so Gok's like a stage name type of thing.
Yeah. He's had 5 TV shows. 6. And How to Look Good Naked. Gok's Fashion Fix. Miss Naked Beauty. Gok. Gok's Clothes Roadshow. Gok Cooks Chinese.
Was fucking Gok a show? Or was that?
Gok. Watch with Gok.
Walk with Gok.
Gok walk.
Walk with Gok. He currently resides in London. In 2009, he remarked that he had slept with 21 and a half men in his life.
And a half?
Yeah, one with Danny DeVito.
Oh, right, I see what you mean.
But he's also slept with women.
One was from Thailand. I told you. I'm telling you.
Hey.
And now it's time for this week's Housewife Household Hints with Grandpa Stan.
Is this thing on? Use an old CD spindle box as a funky lunchbox for your bagels. Nurse, help me find my reading glasses. I want to look at the obituaries.
The new section replacing How To with Sarah Millican.
Mm.
Celebrity obituaries.
Celebrity obituaries.
Were they gay?
Were they gay? Is this sentence racist? Is this sentence racist?
I'm going out on a limb and saying, yep.
Have you ever met Danny DeVito? If not, do you wanna?
How tall is Danny DeVito?
I go 4 foot.
I'm going to go 8. 5 foot straight.
Danny DeVito straight.
Okay, Google.
Okay, Google. Can't be asked typing it in.
It's not working.
It is.
It's broke.
Okay, Google. How tall is Danny DeVito?
Danny DeVito.
That means no. It means about nothing to anybody.
He's 5 foot exactly.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! I'm a goddamn measurement man!
No. We're all sucking menthol sweets because we're all ill.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Oh,
you've had it, haven't you?
I might have a sweet later. Quite like a bit of menthol.
Mm. I'm surprised you're all right, to be honest. There's always something wrong with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you had any test results back yet?
No, do you know what? Somebody brought that up the other day and I went, no, I haven't. Oh, well, my dad went, what, have you got your test results back? I went, no, that's a good point.
It's probably not long.
Totally. The doctor,
there's nothing wrong with him, that's why. Yeah. How's your hearing?
It's just the same. It just rings now and again.
Is it getting better, worse?
It's not. Same. It's just staying the same, buddy. Always is.
Probably not.
Yeah, doctors condemn me now.
That's good.
Yeah. Everything in the car sounds shit.
That's in the jingle.
Yeah.
That's been written for us.
They've condemned me.
My friend at work who's a singer-songwriter.
Yeah. Oh, have you heard it?
I haven't heard it. Oh, he's told me one of the lyrics.
Big time.
Has it got a big sweeping orchestra behind it?
No. It'll be him with a guitar.
Fucking shite.
Better than your fucking graphics for the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah. It's got something about you can't hear in stereo.
Does he do it? Yeah, that's true.
I'm deaf in one ear.
It
all rhymes, though. It sounds really good.
Sweet, mono. Sweet.
Is it done in a deep southern accent?
No, it'll be in English.
I think I could re-sing it for him.
With banjos.
Oh, could you?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So you've not even heard this jingle that someone's
already covered
recording
it
for us.
Can
and
he
you're
do?
Already saying,
can he write a song?
Redo it.
Can he write a song with 3 verses? We can each do a verse and then all join in at the end.
I have no intention of singing on this podcast ever.
You don't have to sing. You could do...
unless it's...
you could do a Shatner cover.
My mind's telling me no.
Where he just talks. You could do a Shatner cover where he just talks the lyrics through a
bit
microphone.
Like Star Trekking, kind of things like that on Star Trek.
I think you're very selfish.
Star Trekking's not that's the that was the firm.
It was the firm.
It was a song. It wasn't Shatner.
No, it wasn't.
No, but they did like an impression of each character.
Oh, yeah.
Song.
Yeah.
I think you're very selfish. and very mean.
What? Why?
Because he's not even fucking. You've not even heard so it, and you're already like.
I really want to listen to
I'm
it.
I'm going to re-record
is
it.
Is it fucking?
I'm just going to take his lyrics and re-record it the way.
Is it like Mumford? A Mumford version.
It'll be like.
Like Forky.
It'll be yeah, it won't be like Mumford though, I wouldn't have thought.
It'll be a man singing with a guitar.
Busking.
It was not busking because he's not doing it for money.
Did he tell you what kind of tempo it's at?
What?
Is it a bit kind of...
It's a fucking dubstep.
Or is it not?
It's a bit of Dirty Garage. I ain't gonna fuck... Wob, wob, wob. I ain't gonna clue.
Wob, wob, wob.
Wob.
Isn't that what dubstep is, basically?
Pretty much.
Just that. Wob,
yeah,
wob,
pretty much,
wob,
yeah.
Wob.
Drum and bass.
It's Dirty Garage.
Yes. I'd love it if you did a Dirty Garage version
it's
of it.
It's not. You could remix it if you wanted.
Yeah. Is it so that we can start the podcast with it? That'd be wicked. That's wicked, isn't it? That's awesome.
That'd be
it's
very
written.
Nice.
It's been written especially for us.
Especially for us.
I tell you.
And the first time we play it, I want a picture of his face on our blog.
Mm.
I'll get a picture of him then.
Yeah, you're going to have to get a picture of him.
He's a nice guy. I like him.
Good resolution.
We should all meet him one day and have a photo with him.
Yeah, full res we need. Yeah. Full res.
Full auto opportunity.
Right, I'll...
Yeah.
I'll ask him.
We'll have to have him on a guest star on the podcast that night.
You get him around one
talk
night.
About his,
I don't think he listens to
he it. He could play it. Whoa. He could play it live.
I don't think he listens to it.
Boom.
He says it's
that'll
shit,
be good.
So.
Right.
Right. Well,
I don't know how many he's listened to. He says it's quite good. Mm. To be fair, everyone does, but I don't know if they're just being nice.
Well, I thought if we did it in an American accent, the Americans would be able to understand the lyrics.
Mm, they wouldn't.
If we put it on YouTube, we could subtitle it on the next.
Hey, that's a good idea.
We could transcribe the whole podcast.
If the song's long enough, we could like shoot our own video. Put it on
God,
YouTube.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
We could get him to busk it in the city centre. Just busk our song in the city centre with us just stood there. Mm. Just next to him. And we'll just get someone to film it.
We could have tambourines.
Yeah.
Or triangles and xylophones, yeah. Glockenspiels. Or like a steel drum.
Glockenspiel. You didn't even know what a Glockenspiel was 3 months ago.
I'm playing the triangle. Dibs on the triangle.
I'm going steel drum.
I'm gonna break out the
decks. Steel drum? We're not selling lilt.
Don't know lilt drum. Bounty.
Yeah.
I'm going to break out the decks then. Give it a wop, 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 wop.
Drop it. Wop, 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 wop.
Yes, yeah,
sweet. Waiting for the drop.
Are we getting an update on your phone this week?
Update this week.
I see you're rocking an old Galaxy S2.
Yeah, it's still on the old backup phone.
It looks quite small. I remember it quite.
Yeah. What's when it first came out?
That's what she said.
I remember it being quite big.
Oh yeah. Shit. No, nothing as yet. Tomorrow is the cut-off day for when I get back to them.
Is it?
If they haven't got back to me,
that's when you crack open that big can of whoop ass.
Yeah, because that'll be a full week.
You wouldn't want to see me when I'm angry.
Is that what you're going to write to him?
Pretty much. I might just send a picture of myself. Angry.
Angry. Looking mad.
Like maybe waving a fist in
there. Yeah. Get the Daily Mail onto it. They'll come around and take a picture of you looking angry.
This boy, man.
I hate it when they do that. I hate it when they do that in the papers. This girl was sent home from school for wearing the wrong shoes and she stood there looking all grumpy. Yeah.
That's in the Daily Mail.
Always.
Every week.
Every day.
I don't read.
At least every day.
Papers.
It's under Kim Kardashian's anus. There's a whole section
you
on it.
You literally cannot go on any website without seeing a picture of her ass.
You can't.
I don't get it.
You don't get her ass?
No, don't get it.
I bet you will.
It's fucking massive.
Yeah, but I don't understand what the
fascination
is.
Apparently she's had it augmented. Augmented.
Augmented.
Why?
She's just had it larged. Larged and
enlarged.
Large,
enlarged. Enlarged. Enlarged.
Has she?
Can you imagine if she photocopied her ass?
No photocopy. Big, you have to do one cheek at a time.
One cheek at a time. I could say it'd been a hit song.
One cheek at a time.
But I don't understand why she's done it.
It's a Waterman song there, right? Right.
It's Michael Ball, I think.
Yeah. Why has she done it? Have you seen the pictures?
I think they've obviously given
her... She's just
her
in the niff, totally in the book.
Millions. It must have been millions.
There's one from the side, then one from the front.
I'd have done it for millions. I'd have done it for millions. If they said, go on, turn around. Yeah. Millions, please. Yeah, okay.
I don't get it. No, I don't. Obviously, there must be some fascination with it. What is she doing? Is she just getting them out and...
She's always naked.
It's weird.
If she comes dressed, it's like...
News.
Are you warm?
Is it winter, love? You want to get them covered up?
Get a cardi on, lass.
Come on, cover your threepenny bits up.
We need subtitles sometimes for this thing.
Do you think so?
Why?
I don't think so.
I think it's half the charm of the podcast.
Half the charm.
Delightful English accents.
Of course.
Yeah. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
You started again.
Welcome.
If you fall asleep for 5 minutes.
This is week 14.
To the Three Cuckoos podcast.
Hello. You sound like someone from like a Hammer horror film.
Yeah, I know.
Like
yeah.
Peter Cushing.
Not like some common northern
really
bloke.
Annoyingly British.
Hello, love. All right.
Welcome to this week.
This is the BBC.
If you want that shit, listen to Cass and Mirth.
Cass and Mirth? What? No, Cass and Mirth is...
No, Absolute Peach, wasn't it?
What?
It was Absolute Peach, wasn't it? They were the posh ones.
Yeah.
There you are.
In a nice way.
Well, all posh people
are. They from...
I like the Absolute Peach.
Where did you say they were from?
Stafford.
Stafford.
I have no idea. Where did Stafford come from?
Welcome to the Absolute Peach.
Maybe we should do...
They've got creds of Absolute Peach.
You mean they were creds?
They got played on British Airways in flight entertainment.
Sweet.
Did they?
I ain't shitting.
Maybe we should do...
That's what happens when you don't say the C word.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do a segment where we pretend to be another podcast.
Oh, do you think so? That'd be good, that. That'd really confuse everybody, wouldn't it?
First week, B&B, we'll just shoot you both. That's it. Ba-da-ba-da. End of series.
We
get high, electrocute each other.
Nail our ball bags to...
one of the dogs.
Yeah, one of the dogs.
Ball bags.
Chew toys.
It's ball bag time.
Can I quickly talk about something?
Go on then.
Talk about
Band-Aid 30.
Oh yes. Oh,
I would
yes.
like to mention Band-Aid 30. I think we can't really not mention this.
Yeah.
I get really excited about Band-Aid 30, and I think I love the first one that much. I get this little excitement going on. And I like it. It's a good song.
Have you paid for it? Bought it yet?
I haven't bought it yet because I want the physical copy.
Yeah, £4.
It is £4. That's a bit steep.
It is a bit steep. But it is going to a very good cause.
I don't really want to download it. I'm not a big fan of downloading single songs. I'd probably just go out and buy it.
Yeah. I think I'm with you on that.
There's some awesome acts on there.
Mm.
And they've also got some... Have you heard about the YouTubers that they've put on?
Who are the awesome people on it?
There's Ed Sheeran, Emily Sande, Sam Smith.
Ed Sheeran's not good.
Ed Sheeran's awesome.
No, Ed Sheeran's
Sam
not.
Sam Smith is incredibly...
He sounds like a
what
girl.
A voice. Soul, man. Soulful. Sounds
it's
brilliant.
Right. Yeah, it's fine. Emily Sande, I don't even know who she is.
There's so many people on it that are cool, and it's just a
like
really
who?
Good... It's just a nice song. It's a good song.
One Deer on it.
Can't name them all. There's loads of people on
it. Yeah, there is. Bastille. Ellie Goulding's on it.
Oh, your favourite's on it, Bono.
Yeah, Bono's on it.
He's on it, yeah.
He wants to give it away again.
He does, he wants to give it away.
Changed
but
his line,
Bob Geldof said, I'm not giving you 100 million quid.
Changed his line, didn't he?
They have, and I bet he kicked and screamed because they might have given it to somebody else.
I've heard it. Not bothered.
Who does his line this time? Huh?
No, he does
changed
it.
His line,
just changed
they've just
the line.
It.
They've
oh, really?
They've
yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense. If
oh, I see
they
what
didn't rewrite it. So
yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
it's not very good.
Good cause.
It's
like
for
the
cause, though, isn't it?
It's a good cause,
yeah,
but it's not
cause.
Very good track.
I like
it's not
track.
As good as the original.
No, well, it's just edit.
Or even the other one.
It's never going to be. It's never going to be as good as the first. Nothing is, I don't think.
It was a completely unique event, wasn't it?
And then on the radio, I heard... they'd put literally all four of them together, and that was cool as well.
Mm.
Apart from when they went into the third, and it was like, oh right, it's a massive downer. Is number three?
Mm.
It's like a real like
it wasn't very good.
Coldplay inspired kind of. Oh
he
god,
did it again,
it's a real
he?
Downer.
Yeah,
yeah. He sounded actually all right on it.
I don't mind Coldplay.
Sounded quite. No, I don't. They're all right. Warm play, I used to call them. I'd warmed up to them. Yeah,
yeah.
They're all right.
They're all right.
You used to want to hurt yourself, didn't you? When Coldplay came on,
I don't mind them now though.
So yeah, I think I'm going to get that. But it don't come out for like another 3 weeks, physical copy.
Yeah.
Christmas number one.
It's a long time though, is
that's
that?
Why, isn't it?
Hopefully.
Is it already at number one? It'll have gone in at number one.
I don't think it'll be the X Factor winner anyway.
Depending on who wins it.
Somebody said it's the last X Factor.
Will it be Stevie?
It should
They're talking about binning it.
They talk about that every year.
No, apparently they are now because it's just not getting the viewers.
No, because it's shit.
People are turning off.
Because it's not about who can sing.
No, that's the thing.
No, it's not.
Because that fellow who looks like he's had his eyes taken off and stuck back on upside down, we can't sing a fucking note. Did you see him tear bloody Bohemian Rhapsody to pieces?
It wasn't Bohemian. It was Somebody to Love, wasn't it? Yeah, I did see it.
Find
yeah.
me somebody
yeah.
to love.
It was.
I thought he did Bohemian Rhapsody.
Did he do that one week? He definitely did Somebody to Love on his sing-off last week.
Yeah.
He did Bohemian Rhapsody. And he had like grown a tash. I don't know.
Oh, was that the other week
before?
That was, right,
Queen
that was
and
the
MJ
other week,
wasn't
it? It was Queen and MJ week. I didn't see it. I actually didn't see that.
I vote for Steve every week. I don't watch it, but I just want him to
now
win.
Do you know what, Stevie? If you download the app, you get 5 free votes.
Why would I do that?
And we think, me and the wife think, that that's how people like him are getting through, because it doesn't cost you anything to vote, so you just waste your votes.
Oh, I'll have to do that. I didn't know that.
He's actually looking in the app.
I only watch the results show because you get two real artists and then
installing.
You get to see someone kick out. So rumour has it that the Band Aid 30, they're going to do a French version with all the French artists in French, apparently. And apparently America are getting together, all their American artists, and they're going to do another version like We Are the World.
We are the world.
Yeah.
They would do. And theirs would be better.
So apparently...
Just went back shooting guns into
We Are the World one better than Do They Know It's Christmas, not by a long stretch.
Don't you think so?
Nah. And MJ and Lionel wrote that.
Lionel!
I just don't think it was a totally different level. So I just wanted to say that's good. Like that.
Yeah, it's a good
buy it, good cause. Bob Geldof, he is right in what he's saying.
Yeah, high five, Bob. High five.
High five, Bob.
High five, Bob.
He is right in what he's saying.
What about?
Could arrive on the next plane and we'd have nothing.
So?
They screen you, they just go, you all right?
That fella from Facebook gave him 16 million on the day.
Yeah, he did.
You know.
Yeah, he did. 16 million quid.
Didn't Adele refuse to do it?
Who?
Adele.
She said she's not doing anything at all.
Yeah, she's tricky.
But rumour had it she's in the studio. Rumour has it. She's in the studio.
Ah, very good.
I didn't even know we're
doing it. Very good.
And they tried to get hold of her and her manager and everybody, and no one was getting back to her. And then it all came out that she'd snubbed them. Yeah. She'd obviously seen it and gone, whoa, hang on a minute. I'm not answering any phones or anything. I'm just not doing out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fair enough.
So, yeah, somebody did snub it, some African artist, and he went, oh, I don't like the lyrics. And Bob Geldof went, well, let us rewrite your line and change it and say what you want to say. No, I don't want anything to do with it.
Really?
So, all right, fair enough. And then one of the radio stations got him on the phone and proper slated him for it.
Really?
And he was like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I suppose it is for charity.
It is for charity, mate.
Charity, mate.
Yeah. Mm. It's difficult, you see.
Yeah, it is.
They're not all going to have time, are they?
It's hard to say no, isn't it?
Is Bruno Mars on it?
No, it's all British ice for us.
I'm ready. 5 free votes.
I believe
votes.
So, anyway.
Saturday what? Night.
Bruno Mars is British, isn't
he? No.
Isn't he Hawaiian?
No, we've been through this before.
I'm sure we've
been through this before.
You're like Haitian or something.
Okay, Google. Where was Bruno Mars born?
Bradford.
Honolulu.
Follow us on Twitter @3cuckoos or email us 3cuckoos@gmail.com.
Right, let's go into the predictions.
Let's get down.
Premier League predictions. Last week's bonus round.
A mixed bag. Or just a massive bag.
You two were a massive bag on the internationals. Bringing up the rear.
Yes.
Tim and Rob with 3 points.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That was a win for England. That was 1 point.
3 points.
Yeah.
And leading the way, as per
how
me.
How many?
I got 7.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to go, I got like 4 correct scores.
I got
scores.
1 correct and that's it.
Yeah.
So you didn't get your
bonus. Was that the Germany score?
No, I didn't get that right.
Didn't you?
I got...
What was that result?
4-0. I thought somebody said 4-0.
I got Romania and Northern Ireland. It was 2-0.
Oh, right, okay. I think I went for Faroe Islands to beat Cyprus and it was like 5-0 Cyprus.
No, you went for Andorra to beat Cyprus.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
And it was 5-0
Cyprus. Right, so that stretches my lead even further.
Yeah, well.
Well done, well done.
Thank you. Right.
Well done, Mark. Yeah,
week 12. We are 3 months into the season. First game.
Really?
Ready?
Yeah.
Chelsea. Versus West Brom.
Oh, okay.
3-0
ooh.
To Chelsea.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout, is it? I'm going to go 2-0 Chelsea.
Oh, you're a bastard.
Yeah.
You're a bastard.
Don't want anywhere else to go, really.
No, I'll go 3-1 then.
Okay.
You're a bastard.
Everton versus West Ham. Good game.
Ooh.
At Everton as well, Goodison.
Yeah.
2-1 okay. West Ham.
Ooh.
1-1.
I'm going to go for...
Yeah.
Oh.
That's probably a better
idea. Sorry, I better put a dash in there or else you've just written... I've just written 11.
A dash.
I'm going to go for 2-0.
2-0.
Everton. Leicester versus Sunderland.
Sunderland.
Ooh, that could be a 6-pointer.
No.
Come end of season.
No.
Don't you think?
No, because they only ever get 3.
Think someone's going to creep... Ah, oh, yeah, you see. Do you think someone's going to creep up?
0-0.
Say that.
Christ.
0-0.
You forgot to do it again, Tim. Mm. You've always got to say,
I can see goals.
I can see goals in this one.
I can see goals in that.
Nil-nil.
I will say 2-1 to Sunderland.
1-2.
Correct.
Buckle my shoe. I'm going to go
3-4. It's a knock on the door.
1-1. Manchester City.
Yes.
Versus Swansea.
Oh.
Ooh.
Swansea, a bit of a surprise package this season. Doing they've been all right, haven't they? They've done all right.
That could be a... I think two.
There he is, the wee shite.
Is it at the Etihad?
It's at the Jihad Stadium, yeah.
They've got to rename it. I love that. It's brilliant.
2-1 City.
Do you think Wilfred Boney's going to score? Go on, Boney, lad.
I was just going to... You know what? I like Boney, but he hasn't been scoring recently. Or has he?
Have you still got Michu? Is he just dead?
They lost him, didn't they?
Michu. I know he's been busy this week.
Pikachu.
He went on loan to Napoli, I think.
On loan. Get stuff they could do with him, really.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you say? 2-1 City. I'm going to go... Oh, man. That's a good score. 3-1 City. Don't really want to say that, but hey.
I'm going to go 2-0 City.
It could be one of them tight goals. Yeah.
I like a 2-0.
See Swansea scoring.
Yeah,
I can, yeah.
I can't. Yeah. Newcastle.
Yes.
Versus QPR. Come on, Rob. It's time for you to batter QPR.
9. 9. 9.
10.
9.
It's time for your weekly QPR battering.
It's Ferdinand playing. I need to know this. It affects the whole result.
I don't think he's going to play again this season.
I don't think he will either. He can commentate. He commentates for QPR. Just the players on the bench.
I think 1-0 Newcastle.
You said 1-0. QPR, actually, they've kind of improved. Upped their game a little bit. Yeah. I'm going to go 2-1 Newcastle. Newcastle's little run has got to stop at some point, though.
Not this week.
I will put that little doubt in your mind.
Fuckers. I'm going to go 2-0 again.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Through a theme.
I think it's because I go last, so I get like...
I know.
I think that's what it is. Because I'd have probably gone 2-1. Stoke against Burnley. What a dreadful match.
3-0
really?
Stoke.
It could be awful.
3-0
Stoke. 3-0
Stoke. It could be like one of them games that finishes like 5-4.
Yeah.
Ooh, or it could be 0-0.
Well, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it, if it did?
It'd probably be 0-0.
Not at Turf Moor, though.
Turf Moor?
2-1 Stoke.
Oh, nearly, really.
2-1. I'll go 2-0 again.
Stoke will get beat, though, now, and just upset me. Yeah.
The big one.
Is it, though?
The Arsenal.
Oh, yeah.
This is Manchester United.
Yes, it is. Blint's out, apparently.
Yeah, so is De Gea.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is Rojo dislocated his finger as well?
Has he?
Is he suspended?
Falco.
Sure, supposed to, but apparently he's got a groin strain.
He's running around up and down.
He's got a groin strain.
Has he?
Has he?
Is Falco playing?
Falco, no, he died in a bus crash in the Dominican Republic.
That was on the radio the other day, I thought of you. Yep. I nearly rang the radio station and went, did you know he died in an accident?
Poor Falco. That's a tough one.
Is it
at Arsenal?
It is at Arsenal.
If Man U draft Blackett in, they could be in trouble.
Yeah,
I'm all for youth coming through.
That McNair looks a good player.
He's had some stinkers. Yeah, McNair looks a good player. Yeah, he does.
2-1 United.
Oh,
I can't see it going any other way than Arsenal. And I will say,
has Arsenal been dogger recently?
Oh, do you know what though? 2-1 Arsenal. 2-1 Arsenal. Tight.
I thought it'd be Arsenal, but I'm going to go against my instincts.
I'm going to go 1-0 Arsenal. Palace against Liverpool.
Liverpool have been such a letdown in front of net.
They have been a bit pants, even though they're like still fourth or fifth in the league.
Yeah, it shows you, doesn't it? If they got a hit a bit of form, they'd probably be.
Yeah, they would. But they're not
going to. Well, Sturridge is back, isn't he? So he'll probably score. So
is he back now, though?
He's back. He's playing for part. He's playing on Saturday.
As he said, this was his game.
Yeah. Because he nearly made this game.
Surprise.
It's all right.
I'm going to go 2-0 Liverpool.
At Palace as well.
Yeah.
Sellers Park, innit?
Yeah.
I was thinking then.
Sellers, yeah.
I am going to go... You went 2-0 Liverpool.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 2-1 Liverpool. they're still a bit fragile at
yeah,
the back.
Yeah, they are.
Now, they signed Lovren to kind of shore things up a bit, and Skirtle's got a mistake in him now every game.
I'm going 1-0 Palace.
Are you?
Yeah.
Shake it up.
Hull versus Tottenham.
Ooh. That's dirty, is that?
Yeah, is it at the Tiger Pen?
Yeah.
At the yeah.
The Kassam Stadium.
Is it the KC Stadium?
Yeah.
Is it?
Kassam Communications, isn't it?
That's a tough is that one. What it is?
I think it's named after the owner, isn't it? I think it is.
This is a tough one.
Or something like that. Maybe
2-2.
No, I'll take it. 2-2. That would be a bad game, actually, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, it would be all right.
Tottenham couldn't score in a brothel.
He'll want to get him going again, though, won't he? Because he's getting some grief.
I'm fucking surprised. Deserves it.
1-1.
Bad.
Yeah. I can see a draw.
Diabolical game it's going to be.
Both
is that
goals in.
Is that a Monday night M&F?
No.
M&F.
On Sunday.
Sunday morning.
Monday night football. M&F. Boom, boom, boom. Go, go. Villa Southampton.
Whoa. Villa.
Is that the last game?
Yeah.
The Roy Keane effect.
I think 4-0 Southampton.
Whoa. At Villa Park?
Yes.
When a team's going to understand if you employ Roy Keane, your goals will just stop.
4-0. That's a shout, is that?
4-0 Southampton. Southampton.
Southampton.
I'm going to go, ooh, right, okay, all right. 2-0 Southampton. 4-0's good, man. I like it.
It's ballsy.
Yeah, that's it.
1-0 Southampton. Villa a dogger.
We've all gone
really
for no goals, Villa. No goals. You will score. No goals.
I think they'll get a goal, but just loud.
Is that it?
That concludes.
Can I quickly?
Yeah.
Hello.
The big talking point this week has been the FA rumbling about boycotting the 2018 World Cup for
every
England.
Bit of news.
Yes.
And I love this story.
It's just like everything.
Can you imagine if they did? Can you imagine if they did?
I think they should.
Do you know? But how many teams
they
would follow?
That's too lucrative, isn't it?
Would you get some teams following? Would you get some sponsors pulling out?
You might get Germany following.
Because if that started, they'd be upset.
If
I mean,
Germany
FIFA
and England
could,
did it, then I think you'd get a few.
If England did it, I could see the USA following, and they might have a bit of a knock-on with a lot of sponsors. You know, if the USA and England have boycotted it for some reason, they'd all turn around and
there's
go, whoa, hang on a minute.
There's too much money in it.
I
does need
that.
Sorting out.
It'd make...
Everything this week is in the news.
Yeah,
that's of any interest is all about football.
Yeah.
All the ambassadors and sponsors of Sheffield United pulling out
because
of Chet Evans. It's about this FIFA probe, which has been completely bullshitted by the looks. They spent 2 years looking
into it,
and this German judge has just misrepresented it to cover it up. It's clearly to cover it up.
Because it is, yeah.
Haven't they? Clearly, so and now today, they've lodged. With in the Swiss courts, criminal proceedings about things that went on in the bid of FIFA. It's just, what is going on?
England.
And also, Ofcom have received a complaint from Virgin about how the Premier League sells the TV rights. So that's they're investigating that.
I didn't know about
that. Went in today. So they're investigating that and how unfair it is. Or fair it is.
Oh,
we pay the most in our country.
Yeah,
we pay the most by nearly 40%. Than the rest of Europe to watch football.
It's a scandal.
Well, that would have a knock-on effect to the price of the seats.
Yep.
Yep.
So, that could be a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Virgin Media have got a lot of backing on that, really, if you think about it. Fans will get on the back of it.
Yeah.
No, I just thought, can you imagine if we pulled out of the World Cup, it could either look like, you know, we're not going to stand for it, and then everybody else would go, do you know what, they've really got a point, or it could look like where the teenager stomping up the stairs. We didn't get the World Cup.
FIFA.
Fuck you, I'm carrying a bed.
FIFA don't like us.
No, they don't.
It came out and it said
they hate us.
We were appalling.
Somehow we invented this amazing
UEFA
game and then lost it
UEFA,
completely.
You wait for exactly the same because it's run by that fucking frog Platini who can't stand English people anyway. But it's true, they're all bigoted against us anyway. So we might as well pull out of it and have nothing to do with the whole lot of them.
But
we won't do it.
Well,
all that money.
You know, we could set up our own competition that's so awesome.
We wouldn't do that.
You know, they could have like...
It's Ali!
Guns going off and stuff. And they could make it awesome.
Yeah.
You know, put all technology in it and stuff like that.
Guns
and then the dog
drums going off.
Yeah.
Guns and drums.
You know,
that's
they
all
come
you need
out.
In a football match to make it interesting. Yanks, you're doing it wrong. You need more guns and drums.
Mm. Yeah.
You've got a lot of guns. Give all the players a gun each.
Oh.
No, I think...
With one bullet in.
I think
you're
if
only
we
allowed to use it once.
I think if we left the World Cup, it would make a lot of teams sit up and go... Do you know what? Actually, they might have a point.
And Glenn Noddle got beautiful hair.
Who, you know, who has investigated FIFA? Oh, wait. FIFA have investigated FIFA, haven't
yeah,
they?
I mean, that's, no, they that's, haven't. They've got an American lawyer to do it.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, and they've redacted just about all of the reports.
And then when he handed it in, it was this German judge said, no, it's all bollocks.
Yeah, I just think it's absolutely ludicrous. But I just wanted to say,
I think
they should do it. Screw
there's
it.
There's more to come. I do, but there's more to come.
No, they're in.
You know, that's it.
I think a lot of people
apparently,
should stand
if they publish
go,
the whole,
let's just leave.
If they publish the whole findings,
95 million pages.
Then
of it.
They said it'd be against their own laws.
Yeah, because it'd show them for what they actually are.
It'd show Blatter for the crook that he is.
Yeah, he
it?
Is. Yeah. I'm going to stand again. Yeah, I'm not surprised because all backhanders you're taking.
Bastard.
And then every time we want to put some technology in place, and oh, look, it works beautifully, actually, without slowing the game down.
It's like any kind of governing body or any kind of government. Lame. They're all corrupt.
Yeah, they are. Of course they are.
It's all to do with money,
it's
isn't
it? It's crap. Mm. Mm. So, yeah, I just thought I'd bring that up, guys. All right.
Thanks, Rob.
You're
Rant
welcome.
Over.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It to me. Tweet us at 3Cuckoos on the Twitters. Email us 3Cuckoos@gmail.com. Or visit the blog, the3cuckoospodcast.wordpress.com. Can I go now?
The drum? We're not selling lilt.